Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Continuing our great visit with Frank Lavin. He's doing such a great job, folks. Talk to us about how we can do business in China. His website is, his company is Export Now, exportnow.com. And as we've been talking about this, he does a great job of helping you sell your products in China. He does the heavy lifting over there and presents you in the marketplace, warehouses your product. And so I encourage you to go to exportnow.com and learn more about it, or go back and listen to these segments that we just posted when we put them up as podcasts. Frank, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great report you've been giving us. I want to move over now and talk about some of the geopolitics that's going on. President Trump has a new strategy from other presidents. He's playing hardball. I don't think he's a protectionist. I think he's just trying to truly put America first. And I'm starting to get the idea that he might be winning a little bit in China. What do you think?
Well, we'll know in the next few days because, you know, this first phase of negotiations is a bit of a game of chicken, a high-risk game where President Trump has said, listen, fellas, if you don't fix some of these things, we're going to put some big tariffs on your exports,
yep.
Which is okay for him to say. That's a good opening bid. But then, of course, we know what's going to happen. The Chinese side saying, you know what, if you do that, we're going to do the same. And then Trump doubled down. He said, I'm going to do even more. And so everybody's kind of has a bidding war going about how bad they can be. And now the negotiating team is literally just this week landing in Beijing.
Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, he's there right now, isn't he?
He's there right now with Wilbur Ross, Lighthizer. The whole economic team is there to say, so it's changed from a game of chicken to let's make a deal to say, okay, fellas, right. We've all played our cards. Can we fix these problems or fix enough of the problems that we don't have a trade war? And we'll know in the next day or two, is the President Trump going to say that they've moved enough my way that I'm going to declare victory, or these guys have fallen short and I'm going to go impose tariffs?
Do you get the idea that China is in a mood to if they feel like that it's not, that Trump isn't going to say my way or the highway, that if they actually both can move toward the middle, you get the idea that the Chinese are willing to do that?
Well, I think China accepts a lot of the criticism, but not all of it. And look, I've got friends in the Chinese government. If you say to them, you guys are subsidizing steel, they say, yeah, we know we are. So there's not a debate about, there's not a debate about, some of these things. There's
right.
a debate about some of the others. But I think you're going to see China make an offer that is going to be a subset of what the president's looking for, but it's not going to be an A to Z resolution of these things. And some of these things that he's seeking, like the trade deficit, most people would say that's not really, that can be driven by factors outside of government
right.
control. I
right.
mean, if American consumers want to go to Walmart and buy undershirts from China, that's not an unfair trade practice that the government needs to control, most people would say. But things like subsidized steel is a government action that the government
right.
stopped doing. So
I've got it.
So I think he's going to get a subsidy. He's going to get an offer over the next day or two, and then he's got to decide whether to take it or whether to light a fire.
I'm going to predict that both of them will move toward the middle, and they'll both declare victory in their own countries, and it'll be a win-win for everybody. It'll be a lot better situation than we had, even though it probably won't be perfect. But I got another question for you. You got a new
yeah.
president for life over there in China right now, Frank. They have, and what is that going to do to the long-term future of China? I mean, that doesn't bode well for democracy, does it?
Yeah, I think when you see somebody centralizing power and staying in office as long as they can, those are not usually viewed as healthy signs. And usually you kind of want the opposite: term limits and a rotation of power. And you want power diffused, so it moves to a cabinet system or localized
right.
government and
right.
not centralization. So So most Americans would say neither of those trends are viewed as positive trends. Now, if you want to be an optimist about this centralization and Xi Jinping kind of running the show, you'd say, well, he needs to do this in order to make the reforms that Trump is asking for, that you need a strong man, an authoritarian leader to move the economy the right way. Well, again, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Yeah. It hasn't happened yet. But that's the positive argument for what Xi Jinping's doing.
Well, Frank, will you come back a little more often? We've missed having you on the show, and keep us updated on how you're doing and how the marketplace is doing in China and how things are doing over there.
Jim, I'd love to come back. I love chatting with you. I get a lot of energy from the shows, and we love working with great American brands and helping them win in China. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Frank Lavin, ladies and gentlemen, a great international leader, one of our heroes. ExportNow.com is the website. Check that out and see what Frank and his team can do to help you. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.